Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
All right, the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, the official sportsbook of WFAN, and the title sponsor for Boomer and Geo Live, the holiday edition. Jerry has picked up three games in the last 2 weeks. He is still seven games behind me and three games under 500, but this has become a trend, and he snuck up and got Youssef last year, so I'm paying attention to this. I'm getting a little bit nervous. Boomer had a great week last week as well. He's still a full 10 games behind me, though. And Youssef with a 5-0 week.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
The only one of us who has had a 5-0 week.
I'm back.
This year. You are back. He's back.
Youssef is back, baby.
So watch out. You might want to tail him this week with his picks. All right, Jerry, we got five more games. Let's hear them.
All right, we got the Broncos at the Lions. This is Saturday, not Sunday. Broncos, Lions, Detroit has scuffled a little bit of late, but they are favored by 4.5 points.
All right, I'm going to take the Broncos here, guys. I'm going to take the 4.5 points, and I think this game will be it'll be like a 27-24 game. And I actually think the Broncos have a very good chance of winning this game outright because of the Detroit defense. I just don't think their defense has been playing well. And I know that Jared Goff has been turning the ball over, and the Denver defense has been playing well. So I will take the Broncos and the 4.5 points.
Yeah, I'm with you on a lot of that. I actually like the Broncos to win outright. I'm going to pick the Broncos. If they lose, they're going to lose by a field goal. I think this is going to be a close game. I don't think that the Lions defense is going to be so bad that you see 34 points from Denver, but I do like the Broncos a lot. They got back on track last week, and I hate the Lions, and I want the Vikings to have an opportunity to overtake them in the division. And this would certainly help that. So this is a little bit of a heart pick. I got a few heart picks this week, but this is one of them. Give me Denver.
Yeah, I don't want to agree with you because I want to catch up to you, but I do think the team that's got the ball last wins this game. So with a 4.5-point spread, barring a touchdown to win it late and winning by six or seven, I am going to take Denver as well with the 4.5 points.
I was at the same.
You're going to take Denver 4-for-4, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't want to go against us?
Nah.
Get a little nervous?
Well,
no Lions?
They play in there. They play in better than before.
All right, we move to Sunday at 1. Now, keep in mind, this was supposed to be the Sunday night game, but it's so atrocious that they moved it to 1 o'clock. This is the Chiefs at New England. The Patriots at home are getting 8.5 points.
Oh, boy. You know, I hate Patrick Mahomes in big numbers. I just do. And I think that with all this noise around Bill Belichick and everything else, somehow, some way, this Patriot defense will keep this game close. I don't think they'll win the game, but I think they'll keep it within the number. I'm going to take the Patriots, and you said 8.5?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Patriots plus 8.5.
You're right about the Chiefs in big numbers, but what happened to them last week, I think, is an inspiring type of thing when they come off that Bills loss. I think that when you got Patrick Mahomes apologizing and all the stuff that happened with the Kadarius Toney offsides, I think that they're going to use this as motivation. And they just cannot. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is good. And the Patriots can't score. So, I mean, this could be 13-3 and you cover the numbers. So I like the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, I'm not desperate enough to start picking against you to try and catch up. I have to agree with you. I'm taking the Chiefs as well, minus the 8.5. I think they roll here on Sunday.
I was taking the Chiefs.
You're taking the Chiefs?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Patrick Mahomes after that game, all the complaining?
Well, listen, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
The game.
It's football.
The game was tough, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. No, I know. I hear you. You're right about that.
All right, we stick with the 1 o'clock window with the two local teams, both on the road. We start with Divino Media. The Giants in New Orleans. Tommy DeVito, another start. The Saints minus 6.
All right, I'm going to take the Saints here. I'm going to lay the 6 points. I just I think this is where maybe some of this DeVito magic ends. Hopefully I'm wrong, because then we can't have a positive Monday. But I just think that, you know, with all the stuff that's on tape, all the stuff we've been talking about, I just think the Saints are just going to be too good defensively here.
This is where I get myself in trouble. I told you I already made one heart pick. I'm making another heart pick here. I really want the Giants to win this game. I want it to be close. I want DeVito to play well. And I think the Saints have been bad all year long. I think they're terrible. So I think the Giants' defense rolls them to another victory, and it's going to be more Tommy DeVito craziness. It will end against Philadelphia, but is not stopping against this crappy Saints team. Give me the Giants.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Are you killing me? I'm taking this. You know, it'd be the Giants who created all these turnovers the last few weeks. The Saints aren't that good. They're getting 6 points. I can see the Saints winning, but I'll take the Giants.
Right.
God darn it.
I'm taking the Giants.
Big Blue!
Yeah, Big Blue.
What have you picked against the Giants? Ever? Have you ever picked against them?
Yeah, of course.
You have?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making
sure.
Let's
go with support the Blue.
Yeah, or what do you think of Tommy DeVito?
Oh, he's good.
He's good?
I love him. Last
what do you like? Do you like Italians overall?
I like his swagger.
you like his swagger?
Yeah, he's just comfortable, you know. And how you doing?
How you doing? There you go. There it is.
The other local game in terms of our teams would be the Jets in Miami. The Dolphins 9-4, but they are banged up. They are giving the Jets 9.5 points.
God, I said last week I was not going to pick the Jets the rest of the season.
And they scored 30 points in the second half.
Yeah, I guess a team that was basically out of it. I have revenge spot, man. Definitely revenge spot. I like where Miami is right now. I'm going to take the Jets in the 9.5.
I want desperately to Miami to just roll. I've fallen in love with Mike McDaniel, but they got a lot of issues right now. A lot. And I do think they'll win the game. I cannot lay that many points. I can't do it with the Jet defense the way that they have played. So give me the Jets to cover the number. Miami will win the game.
I'm going to go on blind faith here that Tyreek Hill's wife says, get your ass out there, like she did last week. And well, I think
after these two babies that came up this week, she might say, get your ass out there and meet in the street.
Assuming she didn't know, which we don't know. I'm going to take the Dolphins. I think they were embarrassed with the way that game ended against Tennessee. They were 4 minutes away from winning by 2 touchdowns, let alone losing the game. I'm going to take Miami minus the 9.5.
I'm taking the Jets.
You're taking the Jets?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Youssef and Gio in lockstep.
Man, oh, man. Wow, you're picking everything I'm picking. Are you doing that on purpose?
No, I'm trying. No. I mean, you see what happened last, with
Zach Wilson last week? Yeah.
You're looking a little better that game, huh?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. All right, very good, Youssef. We got one more, right?
We've got the national game at 4:25. The Cowboys in Buffalo against the Bills. The Bills with that big win in Kansas City last week. Buffalo favored by 1.5.
I will take the Bills here, guys. I think that Josh Allen is on a mission. I really do. And I think he's played well the last 3 weeks. I think he'll play well here. And the Cowboys, by the way, are a completely different team away from home. And you know that, Jerry. So I will take the Bills to save their season one more week as Josh Allen ramps up his game.
Yeah, this is your opportunity, Jerry. I'm either going to gain two games on you or maybe lose two games on you because I'm going to take the Bills and I know you're going to take the Cowboys.
Me?
Yeah. All the things that Boomer said, Josh Allen's playing his best football from, you know, beginning of the year. He had a couple good games in a row. He's back. And this Bills team is rolling. And I think the Cowboys are great. I can't wait for this game, actually. This is going to be awesome between these two teams. I like Buffalo just a little bit more.
I will take the Cowboys plus the 1.5. I think they go out there and get that win on Sunday.
I mean, the two teams are good, but I go with the
Bills. Going with the Bills?
Yeah.
They're at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're at home. Crazy fans, those Bills up there, the Bills fans. They jump on the tables and the whole thing. It's nuts. You ever go to Buffalo?
No.
Don't go there. Horrendous place. All right, you can kill the music there, Eddie.
Don't.
Couple of things for Yousef. You are a part of the show tonight, but you're not. It's too far for you to go.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put you in a tough spot there. But you are a part of the show. You're part of an opening video.
Nah, if it was closed here, I will.
Yeah,
I would go with my eyes closed.
But no, I know. I understand. But you're going to be a part of it, which is nice. You recorded some lines for us and all of that.
Thank you.
So did you see the video by any chance?
No.
I'll show it to you. You're going to laugh. you're gonna laugh. Go find Tom Mizzle and play it for you.
Yeah, he gave me like 5 lines there.
Yeah, no, you talk more than anybody.
It's not easy.
Your mic's off. Yeah, you get 5. You got more lines than I did. Nuts. All right, Yousef.
You definitely talk a lot. So
all right.